because run didn't bomb anyone. That,
yeah, and that was bad.
Yeah, and that order would get out.
Yeah. See, my great-grandfather died of typhoid fever when he was 36 years old. And my father used to tell me that he never wanted anybody to look into the coffin because he said he'd never forget he was a little fellow, 12 years old. And he looked at his father. It had been 3 days, see, and he already started decaying, you know, had a spot on his forehead. He said he had, as long as day of his life, he'd never forget that. He said he didn't want anybody looking in the open case.
I don't guess it's a good spot. So when you
see, after 3 days, no, they didn't have any bombing. It was way back up in the country in Virginia.
In the hole?
No, it was just, you know, turned off. Well, that's a terrible thing to think about, but yeah. that's the way it was.
Well, you see, long in those times, they had no mortician to embalm a man.
That's right.
And a lot of time, if they had to keep in real hot weather,
yeah,
they'd set up a source of soap on his breast.
Yeah.
And that would keep down the odor.
Yeah.
And then after they get that casket there, go to town, get the casket, next day they put in that casket and screw that top on tight.
Yeah.
And no more looking then.
Camping
cemetery.
Idea.
And then have the grave already digged, put him down there, put a box of him, cover him up, and everybody go home.
Well, that's really about the best way to do. I mean, instead of having all this carrying on they do today. You know,
they have a lot of it, don't they?
I think it's on kind of just so they can use up all that money today.
Something wrong with it.
Well, you know, you don't get out of a funeral in less than $2,000 or $3,000 sometimes.
If it's a decent funeral, and they think you've got some money.
Oh.
The morticians and everybody know you got some money, it's going to cost you a lot. Right?
And insurance money, that's what they're looking for. Mm-hmm.
Now, I put my wife way nice and thought I had money right. Well, I didn't have enough to take care of her good. When she passed, I put her away in a steel vault.
Yeah.
Beautiful vault. Look like gold.
Yeah, they are beautiful, but still good and nice.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a lot. And the person that's gone on, you know that person's out of that body.
Yeah.
They've gone on where they're going. So, but you still got to do things to make people know that how much you
thought. Yeah, well, she was a thought so much of her. She's a musician. And she played for 2 and 3 churches. Wouldn't do it at one time, but different Sundays she'd go.
Yeah.
She had a good voice for singing. She could train her choir. If there's any weak voices in that choir, she'd play and throw her voice in that weak spot.
That was wonderful.
And that made all the church members of churches was crazy about having her there. She didn't have a bad choir, because if your voice is weak and couldn't pull, she thought she had a nail to her voice.
And she was a good musician enough to be able to tell.
Yeah. And she had a thorough voice. And so, Lord, our funeral was like, and so many people. I didn't go in it, except I looked.
I know what you mean. That's the worst thing I ever had to do, was to go to my daddy's funeral.
I looked at a spot now that I've drove my, I haven't gotten me outside on the church. Because I hadn't been long, got well as a heart attack.
Yeah, that was just.
And I had one I could stand.
But you know, I'm not going to have any funeral, though, because now, my brother-in-law down here, at Gainesville that died, Reverend Springfield, you know, he was a minister. And when he died, he gave his body to science. Mm-hmm. And so they just had a memorial service. You know, they just had a bunch of people. And I think that's the best way to do it.
Well, it's better to get through it, because after you do all you can while a person is living,
that's right.
It ain't no use to spend a whole lot of time and worrying a lot of people with a great big funeral.
No, and the money could better be spent on the living people.
What's your?
And the living people, I think the ones that have gone on a rubber, you'd have done that anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the truth. Well, let's see. I wanted to see it, be sure I didn't
miss nothing, eh?
I know one thing I need to ask you about. What about, do they do much transportation or anything? I'm talking about, like, you don't have mules anymore. They're gone. I mean, just all tractors and everything to work on the farm with. No more. I was just thinking about the farm implements, you know, how they've changed over the years.
Mm-hmm.